Jared Whateley, welcome to you.
Sam Kane, good morning.
G'day, Jared.
Most important question, what the heck is the weather doing up in Brisbane, please?
We'll be right until lunch. And then I recall the last day of Test cricket we had, which was day five Gabba in January. Mm-hmm. We spent the whole time fretting about the weather and it was uninterrupted for the day. So there are storms forecast, which is not atypical at this time of year. 50% chance from 2 o'clock onwards. Mm. No, I'm going to be optimistic. I think we'll actually get through the bulk of the first day's play. If not all 90 overs, I reckon we'll get pretty close.
Like the sound of that, Kane.
So, Jared, take me to the two captains when that coin is in midair.
Yeah, yeah.
What are they hoping? I heard your comments yesterday, a good one to lose.
Yeah, I think secretly both captains would like to bowl. But you can't win the toss at the Gabba in these two men's circumstances and choose to bowl. So England have a graveyard full of captains who have thought about that and gone down that path, and it's ruined their whole series. And the first bowling captain for Australia in half a century can't win the toss and bowl. It just won't happen. So, but I think both attacks, presuming that it's heavy cloud cover in Brisbane, so I haven't seen the shots yet, but I'm presuming that that's what the forecast is, and it's humid and the ball will swing around. I think secretly they would both like to bowl, even though they can't possibly choose to bowl.
So that being said, with our lineup, you were strong on your thoughts with Mitchell Starc and Richardson. Have the Aussie selectors gone safe in your eyes with the 11 that they've selected?
Well, it's interesting. So they've gone with what they know, Kane. Now, whether it's safe or not, so Stark's a risk. I could make the case that Richardson's a safer selection than Starc. So Starc will either rip out the top order or he'll be as wayward as he was last summer and he won't hold the new ball for terribly long. The way that he's trained has encouraged the Australian outfit. I'm always just a fraction skeptical around those reports and the like, but if he can find rhythm and confidence, he has been Australia's talisman for quite some time. I just believe that Hazelwood and Cummins are better new ball bowlers now than Starc. That's been the evolution of it. And Stark's not a first change bowler. So if he doesn't have the new ball, then he's not in your side. So that's my logic. And the only other piece was is it's been a white ball preparation for all three quicks, whereas Richardson's been bowling with the red ball. So when you talk about safe, I think it would have been safer to go with one who's been bowling with the red ball. So it's high stakes around Starc for the team, for what he might be able to deliver, and for his trajectory in red ball cricket, which by the end of last summer felt tenuous. And I think if there'd been a year of normal cricket, he either would have resolved it or he would have been finished by now.
We've got our weather forecasters on the ground up there in Bris Vegas. Kane, weather is good at the moment. We will get a start, high level cloud and humid. So everyone will be thrilled with that. But no one will be happier than if you're an Australian batsman in the dressing room with the news that Jimmy Anderson will not be playing in this test. This is a bold call. Okay, as Underdone says he's ever been coming in, but with the conditions we think, as we've just said, we think we're going to get, to leave out your primary strike weapon is a big call.
So they're going to, I've used the phrase, box clever a little bit with Australia and the hope that they do. England are both going to and forced to, given the age of their two quicks in Anderson and Broad, who bring all of their experience. There are now going to be two pink ball tests, and you need Anderson for those, two and five. So Adelaide and then who knows where. So the strategy is, yes, it's high wire, but if he bowls at the Gabba and then can't back up in Adelaide, you actually sacrifice the match where he might have the greatest influence. When he bowled in Adelaide 4 years ago, he left a profound impact. England lost that game, but not through want for Jimmy Anderson and the effort that he turned in. So they're really interesting. So their bowling is a little bit of a mystery. I really like the look of Ollie Robinson, who's played five tests, and there was one particular test against India across the winter where you went, that'll work in Australia. And Wood brings pace and Wokes. And I noticed that the British press are reporting that it's a line ball call between Broad and Leach. So they might front up today without either of Anderson and Broad, reading the Brits, the correspondence at the moment. So they're going to do it in a different way. And they need to. They come as substantial underdogs, but I do think they've really thought it through. They've got a plan. It doesn't mean it'll work,
yeah,
but they do have a plan.
And it was 2019, Kane, that Jimmy Anderson, I think, hurt himself at Edgbaston. First morning of the first Ashes test, didn't play for the rest of the series. That was only a couple of years ago.
But it's a risk not to go in with your best lineup, particularly the first test at the Gabba, which, as we've spoken about, it's been a bloodbath for opposition teams. Jared, so many storylines everywhere. One of those is Justin Langer. Now, the pressure has subsided, no doubt, since the T20 World Cup victory, but he's an interesting character, and he has been for the last, 6 months to 12 months?
Yes, he is. All of the 12 months, really, since the end of the Indian series, which Australia lost. It was a historic loss at the Gabba, the last time Australia played Test cricket, and they have been rightly labelled the Invisibles since. There hasn't been any Test cricket played in an Australian shirt. They have rarely been together. Keep in mind the white ball setup is about half different to the red ball setup. And it has felt a little bit like Langer has been left in the coaching position and told, but you can't really coach, or certainly not in the manner that you would have liked to have done. And he's modified his methods on that front. But for all that, I'm a Langer man, for all the negatives that you hear, then you start to read the stories in the lead up to the tests and the Nathan Lyon story that he never would have become the cricketer that he has if Justin Langer didn't give it to him between the eyes, like a coach should. Mm. And this is the eternal struggle, Kane, with cricket and the coaching position is, do you have the command, the level of authority that a footy coach does, or are you there just to sort of gently help players with a push and a nudge, and it's really up to them to figure it out? And that is a social study. It's a cultural struggle within cricket. Langer, I think, has been hobbled now. Maybe it will suit the dressing room. I still think there's a moment where he would need to step forward and really tell the players straight, and they should be professional enough to accept that rather than whimper off into the corners and whinge and moan about it.
Mm. Every ball of the Ashes is live right here on SEN. But before we even get a ball, Jared, you're on air, your magnificent team, from 9 a.m. Eastern time for an all-encompassing preview. And how good is it going to be?
My opening partnership is the best opening partnership in the series.
You've got former England skipper Mike Atherton
with Simon Kadich.
Athers.
That's my work.
You're done. That's a mic drop
for openers on SEN Test Cricket. Mike Atherton and Simon Kadich.
You got Hutto, you've got Phlegm, you've got Heels, yourself, Kat, you already mentioned, and it's all with you from 9 o'clock Eastern this morning.
Chris Rogers.
The list goes on and on. Forgot about Buck. The play starts up there at the Gabba. First ball sent down in anger at 11 a.m, but a two-hour preview if you don't mind. Jared, thanks for popping in.
Thank you. I loved Lauren Jackson. What about, she used kettle of fish absolutely perfectly.
Yeah, I questioned
it. And then thought, why the hell in this day and age would you use the phrase kettle of fish? I absolutely love that. Yet it was absolutely right in context.
Jared joining us for Mate, award-winning Aussie service mobile plans from $20. You don't want to miss him and that magnificent team. Jeez, they bat deep, 9 o'clock Eastern time.